Morning Watch, God's Charge, Promise, and Encouragement to Joshua, Week 1, Monday, Related Verses, Joshua 14, verses 1 through 2. And these are what the children of Israel received as inheritances in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel gave to them as inheritances. By the lot of their inheritance, as Jehovah commanded through Moses for the nine tribes and the half tribe. Joshua 1, verses 1 through 2, read only. After the death of Moses, the servant of Jehovah, Jehovah spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' attendant, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now then arise, and cross over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land which I am giving to them, to the children of Israel. Colossians 1, verse 12. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light. Colossians 2, verse 6. As therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in him. Philippians 3, verses 8, 12 through 15. But moreover, I also count all things to be lost on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse that I may gain Christ. Verses 12 through 15. Not that I have already obtained or am already perfected, but I pursue, if even I may lay hold of that for which I also have been laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before. I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. Let us therefore, as many as are full grown, have this in mind. And if in anything you are otherwise minded, this also God will reveal to you. Revelations 3, verse 12. He who overcomes, him I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall by no means go out any more, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from my God, and my new name. Related reading. These two main points, to take the land for Christ and to provide the bona fide ancestors for Christ, are the spirit of the history from Joshua to Ruth. Since the God-promised land is a type of Christ, to gain the land for Christ means to gain Christ for Christ. It was a fact that God had given the land to Israel, but this fact was not yet practical. Rather, it was a promise that still needed to be fulfilled. Only after Israel had gained the good land and had taken possession of it did the land actually become theirs as a practical fact. The principle is the same with the preaching of the gospel today. God's salvation has been promised, prepared, and completed in Christ and with Christ. God wants to give salvation to sinners, but they need to respond to him by receiving his gift of salvation. Actually, to receive God's salvation is to do God a favor. If you know the heart of God, you will realize that whenever a sinner repents and receives Christ, that sinner is doing God a favor. At the beginning of the book of Joshua, Israel was ready to go forward, to take the good land, to possess it, and to enjoy it. For Israel to do this meant that they were doing something for Christ, who is typified by the good land. Today, Christ as the good land is ready to be taken and possessed by his believers. However, where are those who are ready to take him, possess him, and enjoy him as the all-inclusive good land? Our need today is to gain more of Christ, to possess more of Christ, and to experience more of Christ. This is not only for enjoyment, but also for Christ to be what he should be. We gain Christ for Christ so that he may have his corporate expression. This is to make the good land the land of Emmanuel. Paul was one who struggled to pursue Christ in order to gain Christ. Because so many Christians do not pursue Christ in order to gain him, God needs the overcomers. As early as the first century, the Lord came in to call for overcomers, and today he is still sounding out the call for the overcomers. Nevertheless, even among devoted Christians, it is hard to find some overcomers, some who are pursuing Christ in order to gain him. At the time of Joshua, there were 2 or 3 million Israelites, but there were not many Joshuas and Calebs. There were not many endeavoring ones, genuine pursuers of God. Without such ones, both the good land and the giver of the land would have been idle. Both the land and the giver of the land needed certain ones to take the land, possess the land, and enjoy the land. Those who possessed the land did a favor to the one who gave them the land. We today need to take and possess the land for Christ. We need to gain Christ for Christ. If we do this, we will do Christ a favor. However, if we go on living a routine Christian life and church life, we will not be able to gain the land for Christ. For this, God needs some overcomers. There are millions of real Christians on earth today, but where are the overcomers? God is calling for overcomers, but who will answer his call? Who will respond to God's call by pursuing Christ in order to gain Christ? I hope that many among us will do Christ a favor by responding to God's call for overcomers.